Labor disputes between state workers and their employer generally play out behind closed doors, where union representatives and administration lawyers exchange testimony and confidence. But John Howe has chosen a different route, and on Thursday afternoon, his union colleagues marched alongside him as he walked to the Montpelier hearing room, where he was to be interrogated about the alleged workplace violations that led to his placement on paid administrative leave last month.
The only way to actually change the playing field to make it fair for management and labor is to be vocal about it and expose the process.
The allegations against Howe include allowing a non-state employee to authorize public expenditures and to use his state-issued cell phone. But Howe and his union lawyers say the charges are frivolous, manufactured as punishment for his testimony earlier this year about the inappropriate use of poorly paid contract workers at the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. Howe works as a counselor at the department, where he tries to get indigent and disabled clients jobs, shelter, and medical care. Howe says he's been an employee in good standing for 18 years, earning a, quote, excellent rating in his most recent performance review, as well as a $500 merit bonus. But he says supervisors brought the hammer down on him shortly after he testified before lawmakers about what he says is an increasing reliance on low-wage labor for duties formerly performed by better-paid government employees.
I'm making public statements, I'm going public, and increasingly severe disciplinary actions are taking place around me. I believe they're investigating to find whatever they can to eliminate me and silence me.
Kate Duffy is the commissioner of the Department of Human Resources. Duffy says the administration encourages and appreciates employee testimony at the State House, critical or not.
Let me just say first and foremost, we support union activity. We support employees going to the legislature and sharing the information that they have. Retaliation for those activities is completely inappropriate.
But Duffy says it's troubling to see Howe and the union going public with claims of retaliation for which she's seen no hard evidence.
Simply because some things have happened, you can't just assume that they're all causally related. We don't even know whether his employers, his managers knew about the activity that he was engaged in.
But Howe's union lawyers say the circumstantial evidence is damning. Rebecca McBroom is the Associate General Counsel at the Vermont State Employees Association.
Well, one thing that you're always looking at when you're deciding whether there is retaliation for protected activity is the timeline. And that is, has someone engaged in protected activity and then faces continuous, you know, adverse actions by their employer or intimidation tactics by their employer?
Howe filed a civil lawsuit against the state Wednesday and is asking a judge to stop the state's investigation into his alleged wrongdoing. Howe is also seeking compensatory damages. Duffy says the state is continuing its probe into alleged wrongdoing by Howe, as well as Howe's claims of retaliation by his supervisors. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.